In the name of Jesus, amen. Well, today is Reformation Sunday. Every year around this time, the end of October, Halloween time, we remember and celebrate the events of over 500 years ago. The Reformation of the Western Church began with Martin Luther in 1517. Now, there's the famous image, right? You might think of it, of Martin Luther nailing 95 theses of protest in a university town of Wittenberg, theological debate about the state of the church around this time in 1517. And historians have debated whether or not he actually nailed it to the door, but his thesis was printed. His protests set off shockwaves throughout Europe. The transformation of church and society began. There was no stopping it. And we're a Lutheran church. Being Lutheran can be difficult, right, sometimes to explain to other Christians, let alone non-Christians. We're named after Martin Luther, so are we, I hear this sometimes, a Martin Luther cult? We are not, for the record. Lutherans are Christians who, like Luther, focus on the grace of Jesus Christ. Luther was human. He was a saint and a sinner. He relied on the grace of Christ alone. We do follow his example in that way. We rely on God's grace alone. To be Lutheran is to be Christ and grace-focused Christians. Christ and grace-focused Christians. So this morning, I'd like to go through parts of our second reading today from the book of Romans in the New Testament, a favorite of Martin Luther, a favorite of Christians down through the centuries. Chapter 3 of Romans spoke directly to Luther's own heart. This chapter of Scripture still speaks to us today. And in going through our second reading from Romans, chapter 3, I'll share a little bit about the Reformation, what it means for us today as Lutherans. So, Martin Luther, right, he was a Christian who lived in a very different time and setting than ours today. In Luther's day and context, everyone was pretty much a Christian. It was strange and downright dangerous in society not to at least acknowledge God. How things have changed for us today. Luther was a young man. He was studying to be a lawyer. His parents were upwardly mobile, newly middle class. They wanted the best for their son. Doesn't that sound familiar? Luther has a near-death experience, right? The story goes as a young man. And in fear and in thinking his life was over, he prays for deliverance. And as a Christian of his time, he says, if my life is spared, he'll do something. He'll give his life fully to God. And that meant becoming a monk. Monks are men who give up everything in the world to follow Christ. They live in community, take vows of chastity, poverty, obedience. Luther does that. He fully dedicates his life to God and God's word. And you might think then that Luther, who was fully dedicated to God, wow, he was dedicated, that he would find peace. Instead, Luther the monk finds only uncertainty. He finds frustration. He actually finds anger at God. Luther realizes personally what our second reading from Romans says today. It cuts to the heart. Now, whatever the law says, it says to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be stopped and the whole world may be held accountable to God. For by works of the law, no human being is justified in his sight, since through the law comes knowledge of sin. This law can be summed up for us as the Ten Commandments. God gives to us, love God, love others in our lives. Luther came to realize in quite painful ways how he was under this law of God. Others said it, but he began to feel it. Luther began to see that he was accountable to God. He began to experience the knowledge that comes from this law and the knowledge of sin. Or as it says in the New Testament, for whoever keeps the whole law but fails just in one point is guilty of all of it. The law of God, the perfect, the right law of God. It broke Luther. It actually broke him. It shattered his sense of self. As Lutherans today, the perfect and right law of God, it makes us too accountable before God. It seeks to shatter our egos, our pride. Shatter it. Shut the mouth of pride. The law of God shows us our sin, all of our sins, and how we fail miserably to follow God and love our neighbors as hard as we might try. I mean, just take a quick memory tour of the last week. We don't have to go back 500 years to the Luther story. When have we been selfish and sinful and wrong? It's more than one time, too many times to count. And unlike in Luther's day, when everyone more or less believed in God and people became monks, today things, right, are, I guess, a little more complicated. Faith mingles with disbelief in our society. And for us as Christians, it's way too easy to just kind of shrug off our own sin and say, well, I tried. And then go on sinning, not really dealing with the habit. It's okay, we say. We know it's not. Sure, there are signs of depression and desperation all around, but even in a fragile and distracted world, isn't there a great temptation to ignore our own sins? The pain, the shame, the sin was so strong for Luther that in the end he couldn't ignore it. He felt trapped. It became true for Luther that every mouth may be stopped, the whole world held accountable to God. For by works of the law, no human being will be justified in his sight, since through the law comes knowledge of sin. What does it mean to be a Lutheran? Christ-centered, grace-focused Christians. We don't stop there with sin. Like Luther, we are sinners. We confess it again and again. We have to go through it. We seek to do better. Deep down, we know that we are only and always reliant on God's grace. And this is where the connection hits, God's grace in Jesus Christ. The reality of sin, the power of sin in our lives, stops our mouths, as Romans says. It leads us to stop talking at all and to realize, as the psalmist says, I know my transgressions. My sin is always before me. And then the psalm goes on, open my lips, Lord, that my mouth will declare your praise. My sacrifice, O God, is a broken spirit, a contrite heart. You won't despise this. Open my mouth, that with my broken spirit, I can declare your praise. Lutherans focus on that grace in Christ. The perfect law shuts our mouths, and Christ, the Word of God, full of grace and truth, opens our mouths, our hearts, our minds to declare, to see, to experience His grace. This is what Luther realized in a very profound way. He started to look to Christ. He started to speak Christ. He started to rely on Christ alone. As Luther confessed it in the Small Catechism, we say it in Lutheran Church ever since. Jesus is our Lord. He's redeemed us, purchased and won us from death, sin, power of the devil, not with gold or silver. It's not transactional, but it's embodied. Precious blood, his innocent suffering and death, his whole life, that I may be his own, that we all can gather together and live in him with his kingdom and serve him in everlasting righteousness, just as he has risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity. As it says in our second reading today from Romans, but now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law. The law and the prophets bear witness to it. The righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. There's no distinction. All have sinned. All have fallen short of the glory of God. Justified by his grace as a gift, through the redemption of Jesus Christ alone, whom God put forward as a propitiation, Jesus the pro, for us, by his blood, to be received by faith. As Jesus says to those who believe in him, what does he say often after he heals them of a sickness? He says, your faith has made you well. We receive all of what Christ does for us by faith, which makes us well. A living trust in Christ our Savior. Luther became well in faith. He became restored, broken as he was. It was an ongoing struggle, but it worked for him because of faith in Christ and grace alone. To be Lutheran is to be Christ and grace-focused believers. It's some 500 years, right, and counting since Luther's life was transformed by this grace of Christ. The name Lutheran stuck. We got it. It takes some explaining today. When we explain what it means to be Lutheran, we follow Romans. We follow Romans. We do not focus or explain ourselves. That would be just un-Lutheran. Instead, to be Lutheran means to explain Christ, to declare Christ, to point to Christ, to live for Christ, to enjoy his grace, to trust in it always. The name Lutheran reminds us of Luther's own struggle. It's a good reminder. He wasn't perfect. Away from himself and to Christ, a journey that took him a lifetime. This is a good example for us as Lutherans, to move away from ourselves and to Christ, our light and our life. And where in our hearts and in our lives can we be a little more Christ-centered and grace-receiving and trusting and believing that grace is sufficient for us, his grace. His power is made perfect in weakness. That when we are weak in Christ, we're actually strong. Luther trusted his life on being weak in Christ, strong in Jesus. It's a good example. Lutherans have followed it ever since. Christ is our strength. The Reformation, it began 500 years ago, but it's a reformation, isn't it, of ourselves. A reformation of ourselves in relation to God. This reformation of our lives, it's ongoing. It reforms us not to look at our own shame or our own sin or our own ego or our own pride, but to look and rely to reformat ourselves solely on Christ, our hope, our grace, our power to be reformed by the grace of Christ. To see all that God gives us as a gift, all of it is a gift anyway, through the lens of grace. To be a Lutheran is to be Christ-centered, grace-seeing, faith-believing. To see all that God gives us through this lens of Christ-focused grace. It's an ongoing reformation in us. Christ alone, grace alone. Amen.